Kenneth Hodge for Local President Production. Podcast audience, Local 304, and particularly my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Here's the podcast that I've been talking to you about for the last 2 days. What I wanted to do was I wanted to make sure that the current local president and his entourage had an opportunity to go to all the offices and pass this election literature out using union dollars and postal dollars. And I say union and postal dollars because the only reason he can enter facilities is because he represents the union. And more importantly, he's retired. He doesn't have to go to work. So he got all day to do what it is he should be doing. But again, he is retired, but he has his hands deep into the active member bank, and it's been like that for some time now. And if you actually took a look at the sizes of the branch offices in Local 304, not only is he retired, but you'd be surprised who one of the highest paid branch presidents would be. And I'm going to say has nothing to do with the size of the office. But again, him being retired is an issue for me, and it should be an issue for you. I circulated a PowerPoint on Facebook where I factually broke down what I thought was a misappropriation. And when I say misappropriation, let me just say, to be very serious with you, I never said the local president stole. Never said that. But when you take money from the members to build a war chest at the local bank account, you tell me what you call that. That's not experience. That's not proven leadership. That's taking advantage of your members. Let's talk about what was said. I want to start off with your nearly $500,000 in bank assets comment. And all I want to say to you is, yes, it's great that the local has a bank account with funds in it, a lot of funds in it. But when you acquire those funds by trickery, not paying out entertainment funds for one, and their full value, sliding that money over to the local's bank account, that's nothing to be proud of. Because if it was something you wanted to be proud of, then you would have brought that to the members and said to the members, listen, this is how we're going to grow our bank account. But when you do it without the members' knowledge or consent, I don't know. I don't see how you could take pride in that. And to the members, I'd like to say, as a direct result of me bringing this issue up to your local, do you not know that your bylaws were changed? And when I say change, only the section that deals with entertainment fund disbursements, because I guess knowing that the jig is up, somebody's on to what it is, the sleight of hands that local headquarters was doing, they changed the bylaws because of the allegations that I raised. Now, you tell me if I understand our contract, constitution, and bylaws. And I want to say to the local, while we're on this subject of the local's bank account, listen to me very clear. I am going to use the money that's in the bank account for more arbitrations and less pre-arbitrations. So we're going to use that money. And we're going to arbitrate cases. And let me tell you something. I don't mean everything's going to be a pre-arb. You see, your local president believes that regardless of the level of justice that might be required by a member, if I can save money and resolve the case, doesn't matter if the member is totally happy with the resolve, but if I can save money and resolve it, then that's what I'm going to do.
Experience?
And I say to you, as your future local president, that's not a position that I take. I'm going to be pro-arbitration and not always grab the first pre-arb chance you get. And they can tell you that my position is because of my limited experience in union arbitrations. Yes, I will have to be certified as a union advocate with the right to represent you in arbitration on behalf of the union. But let me tell you something, because I don't want you to get it wrong or mixed up. Because I have not done union arbitrations, don't think that I'm not familiar with the legal process. And when I have to be trained on the union side of it, that's not a big learning curve. You see, I currently prepare court documents. And as I said this morning, I'm no stranger to a courtroom battling against postal lawyers. Notice, I didn't say labor reps. I'm talking postal lawyers. I mean, this is how I prepare EEO cases. So when you hear that I don't have that arbitration experience, please do not dismiss the fact that I'm very familiar in legal environments, and to tweak the arbitration experience, in other words, to get certified, it's not going to be an issue for me. And I've already read the mail handler's manual on arbitration. So again, this is going to sound arrogant, but I'd be willing to bet you, if you sat me down at a table with any of your current local headquarter element, any of them, that they do not know more about the arbitration process than I do. And again, that's simply because if you do something long enough, you get relaxed doing it. When you first learn it, you learn it by the numbers. And I'm willing to bet you, based on everything else I've seen in Local 304, their arbitration is not done by the numbers. And if you are a mail handler who had to be represented by a part of this arbitration or pre-arb team that the local president has, I'm sure that you don't disagree with what I just said. And when we talk about your experience versus my experience, let me tell you something. Just because, and members, you got to take a good look at this. Just because your current local president has been in the union for 30 years, you ever see that person at work that every day they do the exact same job and they do it wrong so long that people around them begin to think it's right? I think that's what you have here right now. But nonetheless, they want to put a black eye on my past management experience. First, let me say to you, I'd appreciate if you stop referring to me as a 30-year supervisor, because that has the subliminal message in it that I can't learn and I can't grow. No, I was almost at the top of the EAS scale. Did I tell you Bips retired? Okay, so I want you to understand, and with that comes structured school training, a lot of classes understanding equipment, because again, I have to be in position to instruct lower level managers. So when you try to take that and make it something negative, I want to say to the craft, the mail handlers of Local 304, I'm sorry, but I got to say this as I feel it. I was a very, very, very good manager. I understood postal operations better than most. So because I understood it, and let me tell you, I haven't been in management over 13 years, but it's the post office. They don't change. never
the exact same policies and procedures. Not the exact. There's been one or two minor contract adjustments, but let's be for real.
Never.
The exact same policies and procedures that ran the post office when I was a part of running it are still there, and I can't convince you more about my pledge to the craft.
VIP decisions never affect
VIP. And I want to say to you again, those who want to continually call me a manager, I just think that's absurd. And I think it shows how shallow your thought process is.
Your president should be active.
If you want to say I'm not good enough to be a president, then you can say that. But if you dismiss me as being a president simply because I had 25 to 30 years in postal management, then that's just not right. And if you allow yourself to maintain that type of tunnel vision, we could miss out as a union on a lot of experience and good people. Don't just discount me or write me off because someone told you I was a manager. Again, yes, I was a manager, and I was a good manager. And because I was a good manager, I'm bringing that much more knowledge to the craft. Because you have to stop and think about something. And what we got to think about is right now, one of the biggest nemesis in the post office is that F1 scheduler. Let me tell you something, folks. I was in charge of function 2, function 4, function 0, function 1 audit teams. So now when I look at that F1 scheduler, trust and believe, I understand and I break it down differently because I break it down with my prior postal knowledge, but with the perspective of what's best for the union. Does that make sense? So let's not run away from that. In fact, we should gravitate with the quickness towards that. Don't you think that just because they have been doing it longer, they're going to do it better? Understand, that's not the case here. Now, of all the horrible things that the current local president has said and convinced those who don't seek facts to understand or comply or be in compliance with is the fact that I had all of these late grievances. You know, of all of the crazy things he said or statements he's made about me, that one probably hurts the most. Because let me just tell you something about Kenneth Hodge. Am I perfect? Far, far, far from it. I strive for perfection. No, I'm far from perfect. But if you think that I am going to have the same infraction in anything in my life 30 times in a row, then that's not reasonable thinking. If you think that I can't communicate with people and bring teams together, that's not reasonable thinking. But when the local president convinces people, and he has done a great job, of convincing people of all these late grievances that I have, I want to say this, and I don't know any other way to prove it, because he's never proven it. He's just said it, and he said it so much that, again, people start to believe it. But I promise you, on everything I am, that is just BS fabricated by your current local president. And I'm sorry, the person who could corroborate this story has since retired from the post office. And if I could get a true statement out of him, I'm certain that's the statement that he would make. I want to say this again. I said it before, and again, this is probably the most upsetting. When you tell me I have all these grievances that are untimely, local president, you know you fabricated them. Local president, you know the last 2 months that I was in office, if you look at the reports that the branch president sent in, you see 15 to 16 grievances per month sent to Step 3, because you and I have already talked about the fact that on that eighth day, if management does not meet with me, After a step two is stamped in, I'm going to send it to step three. And here's the real sad part about it. And here's the show where your moral compass is definitely gone haywire. You received every one of those grievances from my office to you, pertaining to all those grievances you now convinced the local that are late. All those grievances were remanded back to step two. I know that's what happened because I know how I
Unions
work.
Unions don't remand, only management.
And I say to you or to the local.
Local 304, I know he's been around for a while, but if you found out that he fabricated this whole story, would you still support him?
If you are working on a union authorized detail, function, whatever it may be, and it requires timely submission of anything, if you develop a pattern of lateness, trust me, I'm going to, hey, what's going on? Talk to me. And don't get me wrong, it's not going to be a deal breaker, but if it is an issue, then we're going to have to work together to resolve that issue. Never will I just say, give me all your duties and responsibilities and go away. Maybe you're just inundated with work and I have to try to bring additional stewards on to relieve you. Or maybe you don't have a system in place that reminds you of important due dates. So nonetheless, I'm going to come and I'm going to find out why. But listen to me, and I want every steward, every branch president, every member of Local 304, if you are working on a union authorized project, I will never allow you to be late 30 times before I address it. Now, that's an issue you don't want to be a part of this administration. That's just pathetic leadership, if it were true. But that was the best story we could go with, he could go with at that time to convince you. But I want you to know, as a 38-year Army veteran,
I teach military logistics.
The last 6 years, I write and teach an Army senior leaders course. I put my life and my reputation on the fact that that's fabricated, the entire allegation of me having late grievances. Now, see, this is where he gets, again, clever again and starts wordplay. Because that whole paragraphs on you keep seeing in uppercase letters inappropriate behavior. See, that is just to play with your intelligence.
I'm talking about his campaign literature.
Because let me tell you something. First, I wasn't dumped anywhere. I was demoted from management into the mail handler craft because I received I was working in West Palm Beach, Florida. I received a batch of delayed express mails, and I guess the post office felt I delayed them even more. That is why Kenneth Hodge is a mail handler. Now, they can tell you whatever it is they want to tell you, but this is coming from me. And I'll say it again. Kenneth Hodge is a mail handler today because while working as a station manager in West Palm Beach, Florida, there was a batch of express mails.
When I say batch, I mean about 70.
We attempted to get them out. Now, if we're just going to keep it 100, I made a bad decision as far as how we're going to process them. But nonetheless, I got reduced from management to the craft because in West Palm Beach, they said it was my fault that those delayed express mails did not get delivered in that day.
So in a nutshell, no matter what you heard, that's why I'm in the craft.
Stop with the inappropriate behavior. And when I was decertified as a alternate steward in Columbus, Ohio, I showed the Columbus branch that just because a MHA gets terminated within their 90 days, even though they don't have grievance arbitration rights, if the post office did not do the due diligence with respect to discrimination, then that person may be eligible, well, not eligible, but the EEO redress avenue may be available to that individual.
and I've become very good at pointing
no
that out.
No mail handler was doing this before me.
I'm not going to categorize the groups, but if you're in certain groups, your evaluation will go different, if at all.
If it is possible to represent an employee in another venue, if they fit that venue, then it's only probable that we should do that. And I have that skill set that I can teach to other members. And again, that gives the union no liability on that issue, but it gives us a lot of credibility. So I did that twice as an alternate steward. And the branch president tells me, BIP decertified you. Never got a reason, never got an answer. Many letters went. But nonetheless, that's his second inappropriate.
I'm talking about his campaign material.
Behavior when I'm a branch president is just, I don't know. I can't even begin to figure that one. Except I do know that your current local president,
did I mention BIP is retired?
Decided when I became a steward.
And you pay him a nice salary.
I was not going to be good for this local because I was going to probably challenge him for his position. He can't stop my go. And that day has arrived. But rather than bring me in closer to the team, he decided it'd be best if I was not even a part of the team. And I'll leave it right there because I'm not going to go into the
fact that we need an active local president, not a retired president.
If you elect Ken Hodge as your next local president of National Postal Mail Handlers Union 304, again, we're going to go through a growing period, but I guarantee you we're going to experience a new level of union representation. That's just how I work.
Day in Ohio, ain't no need for name calling.
And again, I teach teachers, I instruct instructors on train the trainer. Trust me, I'm more than capable to put our training information in a digestible format that's going to strengthen all the members. So please, again, vote on me, vote for me, count on me, vote for me, because I am more than qualified to lead you. And I don't want to steal the line again from the Men's Warehouse, but I'm going to modify it. You're going to like the way I lead.